The federal government is seriously considering a major shake-up of the nation's universities. AM understands the coalition is privately discussing ways of deregulating higher education funding, which could lead to some students paying much more for their degrees. The news will be welcomed by the country's top research institutions. Today, they're renewing their long-running campaign to charge higher fees. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
Could Australia one day have a university on par with Oxford, Harvard or Stanford? The nation's top research institutions say it would be possible, with a lot more money.
In a perfect world, the government would fund that. That's just not a political reality, not an economic reality for Australia right now.
The Vice-Chancellor of the Australian National University, Ian Young, and his Chancellor, former Labor Minister Gareth Evans, think students should pay more. Professor Young is the head of the Group of Eight, a coalition of Australia's top research universities, which is today renewing its call for the government to remove limits on the amount of money higher education institutions can charge students. The group says current funding levels are threatening the quality of research and teaching.
We think it's important for Australia to have some really world-class universities. We as a nation need to debate this. We as a nation need to start to think hard about the sorts of education we want to provide to our students in the future.
Although the argument isn't new, the calls for reform are now gaining serious traction in the government. Senior ministers believe the higher education sector is tied up in red tape, which is reducing competition and innovation. AM understands the coalition will consider ways of deregulating university funding streams and is discussing opening up the sector to private providers. The Education Minister Christopher Pyne didn't want to be interviewed, but since the release of a major report into the university funding system last week, the government has been encouraging those calling for change to publicly make their case.
I think at the moment we have a system that has one hand tied behind the back.
The Vice-Chancellor of Adelaide University, Warren Bebbington, favours the introduction of private US-style colleges to boost competition and better cater for the varied needs of different student groups.
And I don't think really we have much to fear here except more innovation, more choice, more competition, all things which would be good for students.
But the government does fear the electoral backlash, which has quashed proposals to overhaul the sector in the past. Smaller regional universities are unlikely to support full fee deregulation, and students, teachers and Labor's spokesman Kim Carr say increasing fees will make it harder for poor people to study.
They can't if you're starting to put huge financial barriers in their way.
So the coalition is only currently calling for a vigorous debate and will wait until closer to the budget to publicly announce its plans.
James Glenday reporting.